Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
D in the way it used to be. So good. Oh, Matt Nathanson. So good. So happy right now. See him on Instagram all the time.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I follow him. He posts all the time.
He does.
Yeah. It's great. It's always like crap from his youth or whoever he's hanging out with at that point.
Cats.
Yeah. Oh, my God. His cats. I see his cats all the time. Nice. Anyway, there's a song from Matt.
He's built himself a damn fine solo career, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah. And actually,
so he's doing
right. He put up a thing yesterday or the day before with all his dates. He is sold out everywhere, all across the country. And one guy's like, oh, yeah, I bought tickets to your show the minute they came out. How is this not sold out? He goes, oh, it sold out so fast that we had to move it to a larger venue.
Oh, wow.
I know.
I met a local kid who is a struggling artist who said, Matt Nathanson's like a local hero. Mm-hmm. He's made it all by himself.
Right? Yeah. Just goes off and
Yay.
Does it. He is so, if you've never seen Matt Nathanson live, like, and I don't know, maybe you're like, oh, I don't know if I'd go to that concert. It's actually like a stand-up thing, too. Like, he is genuinely funny and gets going between songs. Like, he'll start talking to the audience and just gets on a roll, and you just find that you're like, oh my God, am I at a comedy show? I'm laughing my ass off. He's great. Okay,
he does a lot of covers too.
He does. I know. He has a great sense of humor. Yeah. Boom. Classic. Classic. That Matt Nathanson, he's a classic. 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 Text classic to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000 on our national contest. Message and data rates apply. That number again, 72881. Classic is this hour's code word.
Our text number is different, but we do want you to text us whatever's on your mind. We love to hear it.
Maybe keep your hate to yourself. Yelling at us, calling us dummies.
We can take it.
Yeah, we can.
We prefer compliments, though. Compliments are wonderful.
We love those.
Right.
Oh, tell me more about me.
408. Oh, I should give the number. 800-400-3697. It's the number you'd call. It's also a texting number. It's a number.
Sure.
Useful.
Mm-hmm. And toll free.
408 says, Vin, Bryn, if it helps, I haven't kissed Sarah yet either.
Oh, that's
and yes,
too bad.
I'm also depressed about that.
Oh, doesn't help because things. We see her every day.
Yeah. Every
they just stare at me.
Day.
They just see my luscious lips and they're like, no, it's just another set of lips.
Well,
I don't get to kiss.
And by the way, I knew her first, all you punks.
Oh, well. You poor thing. 21 years of longing to kiss me. Well, that is just too bad.
Oh, listen to Hooman flossing over there.
Because he thinks he's kissed me. I've kissed all you guys.
Player,
I'm giving you a little peck here and there, haven't I? I don't know if I've ever kissed you on the mouth, though.
707 says, Ashton Kutcher punked everyone.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy the feeling of being punked. Luckily, I didn't fall for it either. Because I'm not on Twitter. He said that he was giving out his phone number. It turned out he was just trying to get you. Oh, by the way, the bounce back message was like, give us your birth date, your name, address. You have to confirm your phone number.
Forget
like,
that.
No, Ashton, I'm not doing that. No.
415 says, Sarah, Vinny, Yuzette, you guys are very lucky to be in amazing relationships. Being single sucks. It's been 3 3/4 years of flying solo, and it sucks.
Yeah, aww. It does suck.
You know, relationships are not just smooth sailing, though. Mine was like...
You had some
we
sucky
were
times,
on
right.
the... We were almost gone.
Right. But you managed to figure
you
it out.
You know why we're not? Because we had a kid together. Yeah. Because
well, you
if
worked
we were...
At
if
it.
We... Although, if we didn't have the kid, we probably wouldn't have been in that place. But the thing was, if we didn't have a kid, I would have never. I'd have just been all.
If you didn't have a kid,
you
guys were like best friends. Everything was great because you didn't have this whole other dimension. And now, really, you've worked past that and you have it all. It's
well,
great.
I don't think that you just get in a safe landing spot and you're like.
No, you don't. And even right,
we
things come up all
safety.
The time.
Yeah, that's the way, you know.
Yeah, listen, there's benefits to both. Just while you are single, try to enjoy that. And when you're paired up again, try to enjoy that. You know, we always look over the fence at the grass.
Yeah, I'm not tripping on it.
The grass over there looks really
good. I wonder, like, people get married, and I wonder, like, did you have any reservations or thoughts in the moment of, like, it's now happening? We're doing none.
I did.
No. You did? Really? Mm-hmm.
We've been together, I think, for 4 years or something. Mm-hmm. I remember walking down the aisle, and one of my thoughts was, oh, Jesus, I hope this lasts. I don't want to, you know, I mean, I really clearly felt that it was going to.
Yeah.
And I didn't have cold feet in that the night before. I was like, I don't want to do this. But I definitely went, well, that's the guy. Here we go.
He's the one.
He's the one.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't, if I could have ran up to the aisle.
Oh, that's cute. Really? You guys have been together a long time. And
absolutely.
All right.
I don't know. I just try
for you, Johnny B.
Try to have a clear head. Yeah.
Sarah, we don't need to get or pay streaming accounts. We have you and Vinny and Radio Alice and RadioAlice.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Don't
thank God for free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll read all the crap and tell you and pay yeah, you off got all it. The stuff and then
absolutely.
Read it right off the page.
Right. We'll make it sound like we're just saying it, though. I'm good at that.
Sarah, 408 says, Sarah.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to put cheese on it, and then pepperoni, and then some olives. What you're describing is no longer a quesadilla.
Yeah.
It's pizza.
No, it's folded over, and I'll cut it into wedges.
It?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Still technically a quesadilla.
408 says, that's the Mexican way. Yuzette nailed it.
All right.
I actually have a tortilla. It's a square, flat thing for warming up tortillas.
And it's square?
It's square.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make...
Does it close?
No, it's just flat.
So it's just a griddle?
It's just a... But it goes on top
yeah, yeah,
of the stovetop.
I'll use that when I want to...
But I can use that to make a quesadilla
yeah.
When I want to put some time into it.
Right.
But when what we were talking about is snacking. And if I'm going to make a snack, I make a one... In 1 minute, I have a quesadilla ready.
Yeah.
I just pour Tabasco on it and...
Yeah. Why don't you just take the Tabasco and just go, 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 go? Because that's all you really want.
Well,
I know you. All he wants is, it doesn't matter. Ice cream? Let's put some Tabasco on that.
650
says, a little better.
I will try Yuzette's quesadilla today. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm doing
welcome.
Quesadilla.
You're welcome.
Definitely going to do that. Pepperoni, olive, and green chili.
That's ridiculous. Come
pepperoni?
On.
Pepperoni?
Why not? If I have some, you know, use it up. You got to use the stuff in your fridge.
Yeah. That Cinco de Mayo post was from 5517. Bryn had a red chili pepper in his crotch, too.
I did, huh? 17. 5517?
5517. Did we do something from May the 4th be with you?
925 says, they did play Under Pressure in Bohemian Rhapsody while he was on his solo kick in The House Alone. I just remember it was raining in the scene. LOL. They did play it, but what I wanted to see was the collaboration between him and Bowie. And I did just read on the wiki page about that. And they say the primary songwriter for that was Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
But that it was the band. They were all together for it. The band and Bowie.
Bowie was the guest.
And that was actually one of the weaker points, I thought, in the film. The raining scene, because it's a pivotal scene.
Yep.
And it didn't have, it was antiseptic to me. It's supposed to be a guy finally realizing he's thrown away the thing that's most important to him. And there are neat little beer bottles organized on the tabletop and a nice little half snorted cocaine.
As though there'd be cocaine left over like, after a party. Come on.
It was too antiseptic. And then there he is, like, asleep on the couch, like, perfectly in his shoes. And he's all straight. And I just thought, I know it's a band and they're a product and they don't want it, but this is the scene. It's got to look. He's got to be hitting rock bottom here. This is supposed to be.
At least mess his hair up.
Right. That was the one scene I took issue with.
What scene are you talking about? Oh, in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not.
It's just
I think it's
scene...
when Mary calls and she tells him, so how come you don't want to do Live Aid?
Right.
And he's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And then he realizes that this guy, who was a principal guy on Downton Abbey, by the way, an actor from that show.
Oh, you like him?
I do. That guy had been running his life and screwing him over.
Mm.
And really kind of hoarding him to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the way he shows up with some dudes who are going to get to hang with Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just wish that would have been done better.
Mm. It was okay. I agree with you.
I get it. It was a vehicle. It was a pivot point for them. And they were able to get back to the thing they wanted to show, which was that ending.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought, oh, this could have been
really messy.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Like, really show the darkness of a moment that makes someone go, oh, I've ruined everything.
I wonder if I can put it back together.
Right.
Let me try.
I found it. I'm exhausted.
What'd you find? What were we looking for?
The Cinco de Mayo picture from 5/5/17.
Well, delete it. What is it still doing there?
I don't know. I don't have the...
Oh, that's cute. Look, we're... You know,
just leave it there.
310.
We're not being disrespectful.
I don't think so.
Except for Bryn with his giant... I thought it was just a little chili pepper, but it's a giant one.
Big chili pepper to
hold. It's like a carrot. Giant carrot.
I didn't choose that picture. Somebody else chose it.
Who? Hu Manju?
I don't know.
Maybe the digital department.
Hu
Manju. Maybe the promotion department.
310 says, I'm so sorry, Vinny. My car was broken into last night as well. I was in the store for only 5 minutes. So frustrating. The thing was, it wasn't night. It was the middle of the day.
Yep.
It was 11 o'clock on a busy street right outside the sports basement. Like, come on. But I did leave my bag in my car on the front seat. So
there it is.
You know, the whole point of a smash and grab is I made it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
They smashed, grabbed, and ran.
Yep.
Someone wrote in and said, hey, you better check your, did you check your glove box to make sure they didn't take your important papers?
Oh.
And I never did. So if you noticed, I was missing for a minute this morning.
Oh, did you go and check it out?
I was downstairs like, I gotta go look.
And
it's all there.
I'm actually surprised they didn't pop the glove box. Yeah. I guess, you know what? They probably didn't want to be there any longer than they had to be.
It's a smash and grab in broad daylight. They just grabbed my bag, hoping it had something juicy in it.
And it did, a nice banana.
Well,
and
a Clif Bar.
It had lunch in there.
And I'm sitting there telling. So Christina's like, what was in there that you? And I go, my banana, Clif Bar, and one of those little adapter doohickeys for my headphones.
Dongle.
A dong, whatever. And she goes, oh, and your lozenges, the Ricola.
Ricola.
And I was like, oh, they got my Ricola.
Oh, boy.
Those bastards. And the bag itself.
Was there any paperwork in there or anything?
No.
So that thing is basically your lunchbox / iPad carrier.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you a new one.
You will?
What do you want it to look like?
I don't know. Make it look aggro.
Really?
Hardcore.
Like some skulls on it and
skulls.
And what
about dragons, though.
Just, you don't like dragons?
Well, I like dragons,
How
but
about I send you some pictures of some
I don't want it
today,
to be
can,
too, like, mythology-based.
I'm
going to
make
based.
It out of canvas.
You know what I mean?
I'm just going to make it a plain canvas one, and I'll put some cute lining in it. Do you want some zipper pockets and stuff? Tell me what you want. Just text me. I'm serious. I'll make you something today.
All right.
And you better use it.
I'll use it. Well, you saw it. You've seen that bag.
I'll make you a padded pocket for your iPad, too.
By the way, the Alice Instagram was blowing up with orders for harnesses yesterday.
Yeah, well, we don't sell those. It's sloppy stuff. So.
I don't know what
I
want to do about
Thanks
that.
Thanks for checking me out. You know, you can, I try not to bother people because I'm telling you, I post on my other Instagram all the time, the one where I'm sewing. But I don't like to post on my Clarky Clark one with that because I don't want to bother people. So if you want to see the sewing stuff, it's sloppy stuff on
That's
Instagram.
Where she shows things like bikinis she's going to wear.
I don't show bikinis.
I saw that one. I liked it.
I don't do that. I show like if I, you know, like Debbie what might take a movie, you know, as we're sewing or whatever. Or I put up, you know, whatever new thing I'm working on.
So much talk about the Secret Show. Will there be one this week?
There will. There's one every week.
Absolutely. 510 says, back off, Sarah. Paul Rudd is mine.
Oh, no way, man. I get him.
Well, I mean, I think he has a say in it, doesn't he?
No.
Oh, all right.
Please. Are you kidding me? I have a garbage bag and duct tape in my car.
Fast science fact that wah, 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 wah sound pressure when driving with one window down or missing is actually a whistle. The resonant frequency of the car's interior is so low that you can feel each pressure wave.
So funny. It's true. That's how whistles work. When you do the when you blow in, it's got a little thing on the top and you blow through and it's got the tiny little chamber. So it's a high pitched sound. That's incredible.
Incredible. incredible.
That's incredible. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That is amazing, that isn't amazing. It?
Back to Paul Rudd, because I love him. Richard Alvarado, the, you know, Dick and Chumley's, he's my contractor. Yeah. He sent me something.
Dick!
Dick!
Chumley. He sent me Role Models. Is that already a movie? Role Models?
Never heard of it.
It's him and Elizabeth. I can't think of her name. The one who's in the
Hunger
Games.
Elizabeth Warren.
No, not Elizabeth Warren. The one who's in the Hunger Games. She plays Effie Pratt. Or Effie, whatever her name is.
Banks.
Elizabeth Banks. Thank you.
There's a Role Models that came out in 2008.
Oh.
Is that the one?
That must be it. With Paul Rudd and Elizabeth Banks.
That's a long time ago.
Paul Rudd.
I'm going to have to watch that. It looks
and
funny.
And Stifler.
Yeah.
Oh, Stifler's in that too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, main character.
Paul Rudd's
by the way,
in
if
it.
You ever interview him and you call him Stifler, like his publicist has a meltdown.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
I'm like, everyone, Stifler's coming up. And the publicist runs up and she goes, do not call him that. Uh-huh. Do not call him that. His name is Sean William Scott. I'm like, oh, it is? All
who
right,
cares?
Sean William Scott's coming up, everyone.
And everybody goes, who?
Yeah.
He goes, Stifler.
Stifler, that's Stifler. All right.
So did you have a good interview or not?
I mean, he
probably
was a
not
bummed
after
out.
What's the end of the story? I mean, how'd that go?
Yeah, it was okay. It was good. You know, you expect him to be a
lot. Ladies and gentlemen of the Alice audience, I'd like to welcome Stifler into the, I mean, Sean William Scott.
Who?
Put that at the front.
All right.
Put that at the front, Brent.
Oh, look at this. 650 thinks I had the quote of the week with, I'm back in the orthodontist chair.
It's true, though. You nailed it. You captured a moment.
That's where, I'm a little boy, and it's the 80s.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I actually, that's kind of fun. Maybe on Fridays we should do like a quote of the week, have listeners send us what they actually remember from the show that week. That's funny. Like, relive that. Do that, you guys.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be like, we work for you now?
Yeah. Come on. Aren't we in this together?
No. Oh, here's the one. Vinny, check your glove compartment to make sure the vermin who broke into your car didn't get a hold of your registration or insurance card.
Bastards.
I did run down right after I read that. I went, you know, I really shined that on. It just was
Yep. People have all kinds of crap in their glove box.
You know? I don't.
That's good.
Vinny,
way to keep it locked.
Get a tattoo on your ring finger with a big C. Don't tell her and then surprise her at the wedding. Then I don't have to wear a ring, apparently.
There you go. Actually, friends of mine, they don't wear rings. They each have a ring tattooed, like a little, one of them has like
there
a little,
you go.
Little rubies on it, and one has a crown. It's adorable.
You like it?
That's fine, you know. Certainly a major commitment. You don't have to worry about cutting the circulation off to your finger when you get fat.
Assuming you're gonna get fat.
Well, yeah. I mean, aren't I gonna get to get fat at some point here? Come on.
Well, and your knuckles grow too.
Sure. John can't get his ring off.
He's had the same. He's had it on forever.
He cannot get it off. His knuckles are too big.
But he doesn't ever have it. His finger never swells up like overnight or
no,
in
it's
weather.
Fine.
Or?
It's actually his knuckles are huge. I don't know if it's like a pre-arthritis thing or a guitar playing thing, but he can't get it over the knuckle. It's not.
But it fits his finger comfortably enough
that
he's fine with it.
Not a problem down low. Yeah. Not where it sits. It's that first knuckle that he can't.
Ha! Huh.
I know. So maybe think about a tattoo, Vincent. You're a big guitar player.
I don't know about that. Tattoo.
It's just something to think about.
Ring.
I think that's neat.
Oh, I know what book you're talking about with the wedding. LOLOL. I just read that scene. Can't believe Robin married him.
Oh, I know. She had to. Look, otherwise, you know, if everything just goes swell in the book, there's no story, really. Yeah. You know, it's.
There are a lot more, but we have to duck out. Thank
All right.
you.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy hump day! Today will be a better day for you, Vinny.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I got some stuff to sort out for sure. Mm. Rain is coming, everyone.
Yes.
So for those of you who have broken windows, you've got to figure things out.
Yeah. You know, I'll bet you anything they've got a roll of duct tape and some plastic sheeting downstairs. I'm not kidding. I'm sure that engineering could mock that up for you.
Oh, I'll get home. I'll be able to get home.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you just, what if it starts raining midway through? You don't want all kinds of water in your car.
Does it look like rain
right
now?
Yeah, it does. It looks like rain right now.
It's not raining right now.
It's not raining
now. Anyway, I got to deal with that today. That's my thing, but I'm good. You know, yeah.
A little smash and grab action. Today's going to be way better.
Stuff happens.
It'll be good. And also tonight.
There have been times in my life where I've had stuff happen like that where I didn't have a dollar to replace the thing or the stuff that was so.
Where you just fall into a puddle like, why me? I can't afford this.
Now I can't pay my rent.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's a choice between food and living.
It could be a lot worse, believe me. So it's all good.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, have a great hump day. We'll see you back here on It's Thursday. And that
You know what? I'm looking forward to hearing the boys do the review on the Fyre Festival.
So there's two specials on the Fyre Festival, one on Hulu, one on Netflix, and they're going to be talking about them both. They all watch them. I'm going to try and watch one of those today, I think.
You know, I don't have either one of those services, so I've just read a lot about it. So I know they have some other good
stories. Why don't you just sign up for the free month of Hulu and then just cancel it?
I don't like doing all that stuff.
Okay. It does sound like a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Have a great day.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.